Space News 99. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of September 3, 2025. In today's first piece of news, in Telika City, Tema, the new skyscraper is nearly finished. It is in its last stages, where the floors are being set in place in the upper levels, and in the lower ones, even the furniture and curtains are being installed. All the electricity and water services are already in place and working. This new skyscraper was built to house new Tejetan government functions and services that did not exist before I took office as the Tejetan Queen. It is shaped like a twisted, upstanding, long leaf, and its organic-like structures help mitigate the effect of the sea wind hitting its sides. At 244 stories high, it is now the tallest in the entire M45 Pleiades star cluster, besting the Solation Needle, which stands 214 stories high. And it is built with starship materials and technology. Telika City is known for its skyscrapers, and it has many, but the next tallest ones are 200, 189 and 175 stories high, and are civilian high-rise housing structures mostly. We now need to know how many Tejetans exist and where they are, because our society has experienced takings and kidnappings from the cabal on Earth, but in no way do we want to be as invasive as the government is on Earth. The very thought of that makes me shiver. We need to know how many and where they are, because how else would we find out when someone is missing? This is especially true because a large portion of the Tejetan population lives alone, or almost, and in isolated places, mostly in Tema and Era. We also must set in place a system to help people who may be experiencing, or may be in danger of being kidnapped, a unit with a faster response time than the search and rescue multipurpose organizations that are standard on our planets, and fully dedicated to counter-kidnappings specifically. All this, even when they have apparently stopped in Tejetan in the last few months, but we cannot be completely sure, as some missing people have been reported. Still, judging from the circumstances, those few could have disappeared because of other, more normal reasons, as Tejetans are prone to running into trouble while exploring nature, as reported by our SAR teams. On the other hand, we have detected an increase in the takings and kidnappings on Earth, and we are not sure because of what reason, other than a general increase in the virulence of the cabal itself and its efforts to push all its evil agendas forward, faster and stronger than ever. They are clearly in a hurry now. Everything on Earth, or that even has to do with it, is incredibly difficult. No wonder they say that it is the hardest place to incarnate in. I say this because even for me, while I can build magnificent skyscrapers and massive starships, what I can do on Earth is incredibly limited, as even obtaining food is difficult. That is why so many star races admire the souls on Earth so much, yet not enough to help out more, due to the vast series of misconceptions they have about living there. There is something related to all this that I was thinking about lately. Unlike what the other Tejetans that came before me were sharing, what I write about largely comes from a leadership point of view and not so much from a purely civilian or more relaxed perspective. Thus I may seem sometimes harsher than those who came before me, but that is because I share where my attention is at least mostly, and I am under a lot of pressure in my role here, as you would expect. I am writing this next part on the morning of September 4, 2025. Coming back to the rescues on Earth, it's a lot more than fetching people who have been taken. And here I must be careful with my wording because this is YouTube, so please put your thinking hat on. Although preventing people from being taken or getting them out of harm's way as soon as possible, sometimes minutes after, is a big part of our objectives, this problem goes a lot deeper, as it goes into subjects I cannot even touch on this platform. Yet having said that, I must give you at least some hints to what I mean. There is a big, probably worldwide industry that provides mother cells to the very wealthy, especially those who are controlling cabal members, and they find what they sell them in very young Lyrian individuals, the younger the better, including, and especially, those who have not yet been born. It's not only mother cells, which are used as treatments for aging soulless people, it's also about a metal called chrome, whose name is connected in the same word to what the adrenal glands secrete, and goes by that very name, especially when the individual is in great fear. The industry to generate and provide that substance, and the mother cells which sometimes go together in the same treatment, is growing to the point where it is even becoming available to not-so-deep cabal members, and standard billionaires and their puppet politicians. As we have started to see, the cabal in general is getting more and more shameless, as everything they are doing is more overt and far less discreet than before, including everything that has to do with that chrome substance, related to adrenaline. Besides some low or standard level law enforcement people around the world, as far as we know, no one is fighting this cruel, growing business and agenda. The problem with those few good-hearted officers is that whenever they get too close to the truth, they are stopped by their superiors, and if they insist, they may even have them disappear. Even in these circumstances, I want you to know that some good-hearted people are doing their best to fight this growing problem, but they cannot do much directly because the entire system is working against them to the point where they can't even speak up much, as they are immediately classified as crazy conspiracy theorists, as you can imagine. Same way, and because this is YouTube, I cannot go into details, yet I want you to know that the level of knowledge we have about this problem is very vast and detailed, and also includes organ and vital red body fluid trafficking, where good people go to donate their life liquid with pure altruistic intentions, but it never reaches the people in need, as at least most of it ends up in that hideous adrenaline chrome-colored industry for the filthy rich. Some people on Earth are looking into this problem, but where those good-hearted people cannot go, we can. And what those good-hearted people cannot do, we can. I know that there are strict intervention rules and regulations which derive directly from the infamous Prime Directive, but the mere fact that we are actively looking for missing taken people from our civilizations, I mean Antaria and Teigita mostly, and because we are also enforcing the non-intervention rules against exploiting and abusing emerging non-interstellar pre-industrial civilizations, which have also experienced vast takings of their youngest, we have the legal, ethical, and moral right to intervene directly on Earth on behalf of stopping this situation, as long as we do not interfere with the physical and belief system integrity of the main mass of population, which is the Matrix. That is the part that is stopping us, as we cannot go further, and we cannot operate beyond a certain vague point without the direct involvement and consent of at least a part of the population on Earth, as the Prime Directive and its rules and regulations dictate. Many of our actions are being used as propaganda in favor of cabal puppets who pose as white hat positive people, but who in reality are nothing more than controlled opposition who take credit for our actions. Same way, our movements are also being distorted in favor of their agendas. As you know, we don't officially exist, even if we have become a big pain in the cabal's bottom. That is why we are so heavily attacked on every front, and exploiting every one of our vulnerabilities. As I said above, we know a lot more than what I can share with you, not only because of the restrictions on this media platform, but also because we cannot provide the enemy with information which may, and surely would, be used against us. What I can do is give you bits and pieces of information in several future videos, which you must place together as a puzzle. For example, I've been postponing a video about what our special forces have seen and encountered when going into dumps to take people out. I could share at least some aspects of what we have found underground, but there is another thing which is stopping me, and that is that I must also fight against the general public's ideas and concept of how so-called Pleiadians should be, because what I would describe in that video would look like some kind of hardcore, bad-taste creepypasta, and that would go against the concept of perfect benevolent balls of love and light most people, and even authors have about Pleiadians, including Tagetans. All this, even after my best efforts to convey the idea that we are just more people. Moving on to something different. I know some of you have said that you cannot activate the subtitles, especially in my English channel. I want you to know that they are all activated on my side here, and in our tests we have found that the problem apparently is everywhere, but the subtitles do appear most of the time if you insist on activating them, ticking on the option many times. I have no control over this situation. Another thing that worries me is that I sometimes leave the same background throughout an entire video, as is the case with my last one about muon communication systems, time and the universe. But I cannot see anything I could possibly place there as background images for such a subject, because anything I would put there would act in detriment of the message, at least because it distracts the viewers from what I am saying. This is also the case with most of my space news videos, although I may place some images there whenever they are relevant. I know that many of you have asked why don't the Irma don't do more. Unlike Antaria and Teigita, the Irma are not human Lyrians, although strictly speaking, they are Lyrians too, because their home planet also orbits the star Vega in the Lyra constellation. The problem is that they are not human, they are felines, obviously, so the rules and regulations of the Prime Directive apply to them in a far stricter manner than the rest of us, who are simply more people like you, and of the same species, and therefore we can easily pass as a simple human while working on the surface, when they cannot. Having said that, the Irma do go down to perform beneficial tasks for humanity and for wildlife, even challenging the Prime Directive, you know their affinity to make their own rules. On more than one occasion, an Irma has been cornered and killed by Earth Cabal agents and military, so they too place themselves in harm's way. And when they have no other option, the Irma tend to strip themselves naked, hide their gear, and walk around on all fours, posing as if they were a regular lion or tiger, which may have escaped from a zoo or from a local civilian with a taste for exotic animals. When this has happened, they do their best to hide their opposing thumb and wish the people searching for them not to notice that they are 30% larger than a regular lion or tiger. So that is your answer, they dare to go down to Earth, but usually they do not. Much less now that, as we have agreed in the triad, Antaria, Irma, and Teigita perform different tasks and duties, depending on our skills and attributes. This means that the Irma are right now performing a general protection role, as they are by far the strongest of the triad, while Antaria provides perimeter control and surveillance for Earth, as well as legal Galactic Federation Council, among other tasks. While Teigita is with close support and is who gets its hands dirty operating directly on the surface of the planet, including its social media. And in my opinion, we are getting the worst and hardest part of all the tasks of the triad. I will interview two or three Irma in the next few days. The time when it will occur depends more on them than on me. About Kirai Kai Kotsa, the young Irma leopard, who's in communications on his spacecraft, I'd like to ask him about his brief interaction on social media, what his experience was like, and perhaps some reflections on his part, but I don't know if he'd like to talk about that or something else. Let's see what that kitty is up to. Moving on to something else, I am glad to inform you that the technical problems of the small ships that look like a helicopter have been resolved, and the production of the first batch has started. This means that they may start to overfly Earth in the next few weeks. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation. Your friend, Marie.